And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, May 15th, 2021. It is Season 15, Episode 17. I'm Scott, and, well, as you can tell by the camera and just by that intro, no RJ, no Matt, no Nathan, no James, no Jeremy, nobody here. It is just me, and we're doing this for a few reasons, but I'll get to that in just a second. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call us. We've had that way for forever. 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228 if you want to get in touch with us. Wendy's answering the phones. So you'll be talking to the lovely Wendy.
Hello.
Yeah. So she'll be answering the phones when you call in. If you just want to call and talk to Wendy, you're more than welcome to. She'll be playing Switch while she waits. But yeah, you can call and you can do that. You can also go to ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can email us, you can Twitter us, you can Facebook us, you can do all of that if you want to. You can watch the stream on Twitch, which is... I'm not saying it's bad right now, but we usually have good internet, and the internet is not doing a very good job right now. It's been a little strange lately as it is. So... yeah, it has been all week, but I didn't really figure we'd run into a problem this weekend. But yeah, it's not doing the best as far as the internet is concerned. But yeah, you can watch us on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv and yeah, go to twitch.tv, search for In-Game Chat, you'll be able to find us there and join us live while we broadcast. We are streaming right now. And you can join in the chat room as well. We already have a phone call, which is one way to get in touch with us. But I want to tell you about something else. But we'll go to this phone call first. Actually, before we go to the phone call, let me do this because I'll need to find this later in the show. So that I can sync up the audio and everything else. Let's go and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
It's me.
What's up, man? Hey, what's up? Oh, you can't hear us. There we go.
Can you hear me?
No, yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I was doing some testing earlier and had one of the buttons pressed. I forgot one of the buttons that feeds into the phones, and so, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It works now. That's all that matters.
Agreed.
Yeah. What's up?
Not too much. I did, like I texted you on Facebook, that Returnal game, I ended up getting it and installing it. Like I talked to y'all last weekend, I ended up loving it. I started playing about 8:30 and went to bed about 2 a.m.
I remember you sending me a message saying, you know, Returnal is completely worth it. You know, I have a news story here that I just read today where the developers, Housemarque, they were not aware of the price tag on their game until everybody else was aware of the price tag on their game. They didn't know it was going to be. They didn't know it was going to be $70 for their game, which is interesting that they would say that, because it seems like they're surprised by it as well. In other words, maybe they also think like that's a little bit high for what we're offering. I'm kind of curious. It doesn't kind of go into that. It doesn't relate to that. But if they're issuing, or they're not issuing a statement, but if they were giving an interview and somebody said that they found out about the $70 game around the same time as the general public, that seems to make me think that maybe they're thinking that's a little much for our game. I don't know, man. It's if you got fulfillment out of it, you're probably not even thinking that it was. You're probably thinking it was money well spent. You know?
Yeah. From what I remember, mine was actually a used brand new copy, never been played, but you know, they had somebody had traded it in at the at our local GameStop store, so it was like $5 cheaper. But I've seen brand new copies, you know, going for like $55 on the marketplace on Facebook. So there's other ways you can get it a little bit cheaper. So yeah, if you're thinking about wanting to pick it up.
Well, I don't know. It's probably got to come down even further before that happens.
Well.
Yeah.
But also, I've been playing one of the other PlayStation Plus games, The Stranded Deep, you know, that free island hopping survival game. I've been hooked on it. I haven't played Returnal for that since that one time. I've been playing Stranded Deep the whole time throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So yeah. I plan on stopping it for a minute and jump back into the other one and continue on some more.
I'm sorry, I'm chatting with our IT guy because I'm trying to fix our stream and stuff. Let's see. I don't know. I probably won't jump into it. That's probably a game that I'll look at Black Friday to see what the prices do on it. I know that's a long way away, but I also know that I'm not missing anything by not playing it now, other than I would be missing $70 out of my account. But I don't know. I just can't at that price, man. If they have a sale and they drop it maybe down to 50 or something, I don't know. Maybe I could do it. And I imagine between now and Black Friday, this thing will drop in price occasionally for sales and stuff like that. Maybe. I don't know. If it's selling good, Sony probably won't drop the price at all.
Yeah.
You know, Sony will look at it as, well, let's just keep this train running. So, and I'm fine with that. If they're getting their due, man, that's great. I'm fine with that, and I'll play it when I can get around to playing it at the rate I want to play it. As I've gotten older, I've realized now that so much stuff is just subjective. You know, what you pay for a game, the experience you get out of the game, it's going to be different for everybody, and whatever they get out of it, that's more than fine. Now, having said that, I do have issues with some ways that games work, that games play, that games try to do their thing. I don't have a problem with people spending their money and buying whatever they want to buy and playing whatever they want to play and getting whatever out of it that they get out of it. I do have problems with maybe developers and the way they go about things, but not with the way consumers do what they're going to do, you know? Consumer gonna consumer, right? We always talk about vote with your wallet type of thing. And while some people do, most don't. And that's because they can do whatever they want with the money they got, regardless. And they'll get whatever they can get out of it, and that's perfectly fine. Don't have a problem with that. But for me, I'll hold off probably until it comes down in price or until somebody just gets done with it and it's like, here, you can have my copy or
that's
you can
borrow. You might look on eBay and, you know, see if somebody's wanting to sell it for 45 or 50 free shipping, you know, that wasn't for them, and then you can check it out or play somebody else's copy. And
I was going to say, well, hell, Chris, I'll just borrow it from you when you're done.
I wonder if you can download a demo for it.
I don't want to play a demo for it, you know. If I'm going to play it, I'm going to play it. I don't want to play a demo.
Okay.
Because, I mean, yeah, I guess a demo would say, do you really, really want to play this? But if I get hooked on it, then I actually do really want to play it, but I still don't want to spend $70.
Yeah.
You know, where I could just borrow it from. Being that it's a single-player type game, man, it could be easy to make that happen, so. But,
actually,
yeah.
Are you going to be free tomorrow afternoon? Are you doing anything? Because I was talking to Tim at the Retro Game Planet, and he got in an Oculus Quest, which I was going to go check it out. And I was going to bring the PlayStation over there to the store and show him Returnal. So if you got some free time, you know, about around 3 to 5 in the afternoon before they close, I'm planning on going over there to take it and let him check it out. So if you want to drop by and check it out and get your hands on it and then go from there, and then you'll have an idea if you want to get it or not.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It depends. I don't know what I'll be doing at that time. I do have some plans for tomorrow, but it's mostly yard work, exercise, and video games. But
right.
But yeah, I don't. Yeah, no plans at the moment. But I don't
you'll
know.
Never so, know, do you?
Yeah. Well, Sunday's my only day. Like Saturday is. Make sure you get here on time to do the show. And so I take care of a lot of stuff at the house without actually actually getting anything done, really. But Sunday is my only free day, really. And so I use that to, you know, take care of the yard, do whatever, you know, stuff that's got to get taken care of since I can't do it during the week type stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. But that's what you, between sometime after 3, you said?
Yeah, I was planning on going down there between 3 and 5 o'clock p.m., or I may go stay up there all afternoon and just hang out with him. I don't know.
Okay, well.
I mean, they're only open from 1 to 5, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right. I usually go up there and hang out for the last half an hour or hour or so right before they close at 5. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, you know, I might make it, I might not, I don't know. It just depends on what I'm doing. Usually Sundays were my don't do a thing day. Since I do things, everything else, I just usually try and stay home. But since Retro Game Planet, it's just right down the road, man. It's not far from the house at all. So that may be a thing. That may be a thing.
We see you. If not, then we'll see you later then.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling, and I appreciate you calling, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, y'all have a good afternoon.
Later, man.
Bye.
Bye. So, yeah, that might happen. That's one thing that's one way to get in touch with us if you want to do that. There was something else I was going to mention, and I can't remember what it was. He was talking about it, and now I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. I know what I was going to say. Show note for this one, just to let you know. Yeah, Matt's not here either. He could be with our new – well, I'll tell you that in just a second. What I want to talk about is the next two Saturdays. So next Saturday is – there's a possibility of a show. Maybe. Next Friday, Wendy and I are going to get our second vaccination. The first one did make me feel pretty bad the next day. So I'm curious what the second one's going to do to me. And I did have, you know, I had a stint of COVID there for a while. So I'm curious what the second one is going to do. We are planning to not have a show next Saturday just because if the second one's any worse than what the first one was, then there's no way I would come in to do the show, because it really affected me. It made me feel pretty sick. It didn't affect – nothing has affected you. COVID didn't affect you. You never got COVID from me. You didn't feel bad after the first shot, other than the sore in the arm. You know, your arm was sore. That was it.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. But so, yeah, there's – yeah, he says he's still at work. See, Matt says he's still at work, and Random says, that won't matter too much, Matt. It does, actually, where he works. He's, yeah. So it does matter. but yeah, so we're going to have the shot next week. That means that there may or may not be a show next Saturday. Then the Saturday after that is Memorial Day, which I typically don't do a show on the holiday type stuff. So, yeah, Matt's just saying the second shot got him as well. So, but yeah, I had both shots of Moderna, but it didn't really affect me aside from some lightheadedness. Now, I'm talking with our IT guy. I don't even know how to do it. How do I do it? Talking about bouncing a router it'll take us off while it reboots, but we're trying to do it in a commercial break so we can have a better stream service. If you can do it remotely, great. If not, walk me through. There. Oh, okay. It's that. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Sorry. Just trying to figure out the internet situation. Because I know it's running really bad right now. So, yeah. I'll try and do that. We'll try and reboot the router here during a commercial break and see if we can. I can actually do that without having to go downstairs. This is great. I apologize for all of this. It's just the streaming and everything. It's all choppy, and we kind of need that to work. Because we tested Discord. This was something that, Maltaran in the chat room brought up last week. He was unable to call. He's from Germany. He was a drunk degenerates. He's unable to call in from Germany now because Google has now you know, limited making calls or something, international calls. And so he can't do it anymore. And so we were trying to think of some way that we could make it work, like Zoom or something like that. And what we figured out was that, well, Discord can work. And we wanted to test it out. This is one of the things that I'm sad that we may not be able to do a show next for the next 2 weeks, is because this seemingly works, and we're really just going to put it through its paces today. we tested off air a little bit before the show, but nothing has been live tested, and so we're kind of about to do this. And I'm really excited because that means that we can have anybody that we want on the show from anywhere. They can use Discord on their phone. It's a lot like Zoom, but it's more audio than it is video. But we can have anybody on their phone, or if they're just sitting at home on their computer, they can also chat with us. They can also be on with us in Discord. We can have, you know, Matt, who's currently at work. If work allowed him to be, he could be on Discord with us. James, who's at home, he could be on Discord with us. If Dennis or Jeremy or anybody, even Daniel, who's up in Seattle now, he could be on Discord with us. Yeah, there's a lot of doorways that are open for this to take place, and we're very excited about what it means. Moltile can join in anytime he wants to. Like I said, Drunk Degenerates can get in. Lethal Migraine can jump in if he wants to and talk on the air if he would like to. Nabokov fan can get in there. Basically, it would be like a phone, but you're always on. Duke, yeah. Steve, you can do it as well. You could be on Discord with us. We're actually going to use Discord to get you guys on. We're going to set up a chat room. We've already got a chat room set up in our Destiny Clan thing. That's just basically where we were kind of testing this for the time being. Because if it worked, that's great. If it didn't work, then, you know, it was just what we were trying and no big deal. It does work. So we're going to kind of, for the next time we use this, we're going to push everything over to our in-game chat server on Discord. And we hope that you guys will join us, because if you do, we can get you into the chat room and it'll sound as easy. Well, let's see. Random, go ahead and unmute yourself if you could so that you can talk. I think you are now on the air. Vince, Vinny, what do you want to be called?
Yeah, just Random or Vince.
Okay,
I guess.
That's fine. Random, Vince, he's somebody I met through playing Destiny. He is in Discord right now. We've set up a channel in Discord. I don't think anybody can see it except for the admins. Is that correct? Or can everybody see it?
You can see it when you're in it, but yeah, only the admins can pull in and talk, really. Yeah. Well, no, everybody can talk when they're in.
So yeah, we can bring people in and we can kick people out if we want to as well, because obviously rules still apply because we're on the radio. I know rules don't apply when you're in Discord and people just say what they want, but we have to have some way to control that and keep that reined in and be careful with it. So, no, it's great. Drunk, if you are in, you know, we should make a...
During the commercial break, I try to get a hold of him.
Well,
I can get him through Twitch.
Well, I mean, we should have a waiting room set up, a chat waiting room for the broadcast. That way people...
Yeah.
That way people can go to that room and we know that they're there for that reason. And then we can just pull them in when we need to, rather than pull in from where everybody's playing Destiny. Nabokov, we'll get with you. We'll get with you after the show. And sometime during the week, I'll have Random join you, 'cause he's the one that set all this up and he can talk. You guys can discuss Discord things. We got the dump button handy, in case we need to do that.
I'm way too nervous to even think about that kind of thing.
I know. It's scary. It's a scary thought, but it works. That's the point.
Yes.
I am talking with Random right now through Discord.
There's only one hitch. When you were talking on the phone, physical phone, I could hear you, but I could not hear them. So I had to listen through Twitch and do this weird thing.
I wonder why that
is. It's okay. It seems to be your volume input from your mic. I'll discuss tech later, but at the same time, I can still hear him occasionally.
Yeah, that's interesting. And of course, Thar66 says, we're having internet issues. And just to let you know, those of you who are listening online or something, and I should just type that in the chat room. Yeah, we're going to reboot the router during the break. which means I'll have to reconnect everything and probably start another stream or something, because I think it will take us offline when we do that. So, in fact, I think we're going to go to a break so that we can do that. No, I know other streams work. It's our internet here that is being wrong. There we go. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. Random, just hang out in the room.
I'm going to post our Discord link for this Discord channel so that we can get people in if you wanted. But
well, I mean, if you want to,
Auto-moderating this is going to be interesting.
It is. It will be for this first time, but I think once we get it set up on the other server, I'd like to direct everybody.
Clear general chill.
Yeah.
No one's playing Destiny out there anymore, so we can probably get to work, but again, we'll do it.
We'll do it during the break here, and it's all something brand new that we're trying out. We will get back to talking about games, trust me. But yeah, we're just trying it out right now and trying to fix our internet as well. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, and they don't hear anything either. That's weird. No, you should hear. Yeah, you should hear everything fine. But yeah, I know it's being strange, the internet right now. So anyway. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Here's music from, I think this is Destiny 1. Not 2, but I think it's Destiny 1, and it's called Guardian. So we'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to in-game chat. This is music called, well, this is the, it's called The Traveler. It is the opening music you would hear at the beginning of Destiny. And welcome back to the stream. That is still, not that great. As far as the, I know the internet's not cooperating too well with the stream. And I can't figure out why you can't hear music. In the chat room,
it's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why it's happening. It's weird because the spots that played, the commercial stuff that played in between, that I saw that all come through, but the music isn't and the phone's not, and so that's really, really strange as to why.
Maybe
that
it might
is.
Be the internet. You're still a PowerPoint right now.
I don't think that has anything to do with it, to be honest with you. Don't think that has anything to do with it. So, yeah, I know the stream's not looking too great. So I don't know what's going on with our internet here. Yeah, I just let our IT guy know that that didn't fix anything. So rebooted the router. So anyway, this is really cool.
It is.
Yeah, it's yeah, I know we're dropping frames like you wouldn't believe. It's horrible. Maybe you just want to listen to the show instead of watch it. There's not much to see other than my face. So, you know, if you just want to get rid of the video and just watch and listen to the audio, that's perfectly fine.
I also have Drunk Degenerates up on the other audio channel if you want to bring him
down.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Well, that's not the mouse I want to use. Yeah, yeah.
I can drag him.
Throw him in. Yeah, throw him in. Let's get
some
more
people.
All
right, be right back.
Yeah. He's gonna drop out and let him know that he's coming into this room. So, again, there's rules on Discord. There's no rules on Discord, but there is rules, you know, over FCC-regulated radio. And so we're trying to be very careful with those rules.
All right. That worked easy.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hey, man. This is great. So you kind of started this last week when you said that Google, what did Google do?
Yeah, I was using Gmail for the whole calling from Germany thing, and now it wants payment for that.
Yeah.
They changed that.
Hopefully, I hope the internet's not screwing with your voice, but it sounds muffled. Like there's something, you know, in front of you or something in between you and the microphone type thing. It gives it a muffled sound.
It might just be my pop filter.
Could be that. I don't know. It also could be our internet connection, which is not the best at the moment. Although Random was coming in real clear, so yeah, I don't know.
I'm in IT, though. I cheat.
Yeah, that's true. So what's been going on, man?
Well, Returnal for the most part.
Oh, Returnal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. What did you pay for the game? What was the price over there?
It was a lot, but I got it a little bit cheaper because a friend made me a good deal because he didn't want to play it anymore.
Yeah. Maybe that's the case. I'm curious. Did you get, you feel like you got your money's worth?
Yeah, I'd say so. So far I've pumped maybe around 50 hours into the game.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
good.
I'm working towards the Platinum Trophy, so I'm happy with it so far.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'll get there, but I'm just not there yet to spend that kind of money on it. So
yeah, and it's a tough game.
And I realize it's a remake or a remaster or whatever it is, but this whole Mass Effect Legendary Edition that's probably what, $60, and it gets me three games and all the DLC and everything else. I mean, I get it. It's also a very old three games. But I feel like I'd get
hold up.
Well, they really do. You know, I was talking to James, and James, who, you know, I don't know. I opened the invitation for him to join if he gets back home and can do that. He wasn't at home, although he can do it over his phone. But I know he picked up the game and was playing it, and we were talking about it. And I said, really, the only one I enjoyed was the sequel, number two. And it was because they changed the gameplay mechanics. They changed the controls that were used in the first game. And I wasn't good with that. And so when they changed them for two, I really enjoyed it. I never finished two. I got a long way into it, but I never finished it. And then I never even started three, I think because I never finished two. But from what I understand, this remaster, whatever this thing is, they've taken the controls from two and they've put them in one, or given you the option to use those controls. They've kind of changed that up, I think. So, so yeah, I'm actually, I really like that. And I really like, yeah. I've kind of been on the fence with it. I know, you know, for $15 on PC, I could probably just play the game for free doing the EA Play thing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to play that on console or PC. Again, I don't have a card right now I still can't get a good card. So, have you played anything else other than Returnal?
Before Returnal, I was playing Synthetic, which is also roguelike and which kind of sparked the whole playing more roguelike games and getting Returnal in the first place.
Yeah, I think I remember you. Mentioning that the other day when we had Spigot or Brock. When we had Brock on. He had mentioned that.
Yeah, but that's one of the few games I play on PC because it's on Steam only, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Maybe Epic, but yeah.
Sorry, I was just looking at some instructions here on what I was reading. Again, trying to fix this internet issue as well with what was going on with the show, but
lots of stuff happening right now, right?
It is, because we're doing a new thing. But see, this gets you in anytime you want to. We'll make a waiting room for everybody to jump into, and then we'll move into the room, and you guys can talk to us and call in. Well, you don't even call in anymore. You don't have to call in. You can just you can just join in. So that's are you doing the Resident Evil thing or no?
No, I'm not getting it right away. I might get it down the line when it's cheaper, because right now I'm kind of waiting / saving for the Ratchet and Clank game.
The what?
The new one. The new Ratchet and Clank game.
Oh, the Ratchet and Clank. Yeah. No. That thing looked amazing. I mean, it's not my type of game, as far as, you know, I haven't done the platformers in a long time, or really haven't done the Crash, the Ratchet and Clank, the Jak and Daxter, it's been a long time since I played any of those types of games, you know, but that just looks so good. So good on the PS5. So.
Oh yeah. It looks really, like it's worth the console.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad this worked. I'm glad it worked out, and I'm glad you can be on with us now, and you can be on us anytime you want. You can just join in. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to worry about making a phone call or calling. It just doesn't matter anymore, man.
Yep.
It's perfect. Wonderful. So it's good hearing from you, and we appreciate you helping us to test this thing out. I encourage everybody to jump in there and get on with us and try and test this thing out and see how we get and see how things sound. I know that the stream is not working, but that will hopefully be fixed by the next time we come back on. I don't know what's going on with that thing. So I don't know why your internet's been so bad lately. It hasn't really affected anything. It didn't affect us last weekend, and it was still not great here at the station itself. But it worked fine, no problem, last week. I don't know why this week, when we're trying to test all this stuff, it's going to go down on us, but... thanks.
I mean, as long as the audio is coming through, that's like the important part.
Yeah, and then we've got an issue where the commercials play in Discord, but the music doesn't play in Discord, and I don't know why that is. The phone calls don't go through to Discord. I don't know why that is either. I'm not exactly sure how.
I have some ideas, but I'm not going to do them on air.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be something we're just going to have to test out later. So I don't exactly know why that is. Why do some things play on Discord and some don't? I don't know. We're going to have to troubleshoot it, and we'll try and do that off the air. But anyway, appreciate you joining us here. And just anytime you want to join in and throw in a comment, just let us know.
Gladly.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's so cool. I love that we can do that. I think that's the best.
It just works.
I know it works, and it can work with anyone. If anybody's on their phone or something, they can get in there and use that. If they've got Discord on their phone, they can do it and just talk to us like they're on the phone. Which I know everybody's like, you can already do that with like Zoom and Skype and Teams and all this other stuff. Why are you so excited over Discord? I don't know, because we never tried it before, and we did, and it works. So that's why I'm excited. That's why I'm happy about it. There is some news to cover. Not really a lot. You know, Skull and Bones got delayed again, which I had forgotten that it was even in possible development or whatever. I know it's a Ubisoft game, and it's based on the whole Assassin's Creed Black Flag of you steering pirate ships around and doing all that stuff. And I'm very, very interested in it. When they showed it off, I thought, this is great. It's got a lot of potential, even though we weren't seeing any gameplay, I don't think. But it kept getting delayed, and so now it's on my list of just tell me when it's ready, you know? Stop telling me when it's delayed, and just tell me when it's done. That way I don't have to get overexcited anymore. I'm reading the stuff in the chat room. Yeah, it's really opened up a lot of doors doing this Discord thing. What else do we have in there? Resident Evil Village is just going nuts. Shipped over 3 million units in under 1 week. That's fantastic. Sony's saying the PS5 shortages will continue into next year, and that is a, yeah, tell me something I don't already know type of thing, just like it is with graphics cards, which...
Pandemic messed everything up.
I tried another Best Buy drop this week. I was late on getting the notification that, or I got the notification when I should, but I didn't realize that was what it was until I paid attention to it probably 10 minutes after the fact. And I gave it.
Oh, you're still trying to get another GPU?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm rocking a 970 right now, which is what Matt gave me because my 980 Ti or whatever I had, bit the dust with that electrical problem that I had, you know, smoke, fire, that sort of thing.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's always sad when another computer goes to waste.
Well, I mean, it wasn't the computer. It was just the graphics card. That luckily.
Well, that's basically the whole computer.
Well, still, I would rather it be. Look, I just built a new one in October, and so I didn't want this whole thing to be fried from, you know, the bad power supply that I had. You remember this. I mean, I had a bad power supply. I had a lightning storm.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't turn off the computer, which is my that's my fault.
I was very sad because 2 days before that happened, I had a 1080 sitting around I could have shipped down to you.
I know.
It happens.
It does. And Matt was there he basically gave me his 970 because I'm going to be using that until I get a new card, and God knows when that'll be.
It works. It doesn't
works.
Matter what it is.
It does. You know, it does. It works. It gets me there. It gets everything going. But, you know, I'm still looking for that 3080. Of course, the 30.
I'd love a 3090. I just don't want to pay $5,000 for it
no,
right now.
No, I'm not paying. No. I have no desire for a 3090. See, oddly enough, that feels like overkill, even though a 3080 probably already is. But I think a 3080 is a good sweet spot for it. I think that's true. A good, you know, if you can get one under $1,000, which they are selling those under $1,000, some of the bigger aftermarket boards are selling over $1,000. I'm looking at you, EVGA, but I know the one that I'm looking for, which is the Asus TUF, or just the Founders Edition, just the NVIDIA card, I think come in under $1,000, and so still trying to work on those, but they're hard to come by. Hard to come by. Duke Frugum says Ubisoft is the one good AAA dev we have left. Yeah.
Is it though?
Maybe. It depends. They do occasionally try to throw something new into the mix and see if it
sticks.
They
do need something new. I mean, Assassin's Creed is great and all. Don't get me wrong.
Right. And they're kind of on a roll with that. But right now, look. Yeah. So, Duke, my beef with Ubisoft is the fact that they've just stranded the Splinter Cell property altogether. I mean, they're throwing the main character into different games, but Splinter Cell is long overdue for a Splinter Cell game.
I can't even remember the last time a good one came out.
Splinter Cell Blacklist was really, really good. That was back in 2015, maybe?
I mean...
I think.
No idea.
Splinter Cell, Blacklist, there it is. That's the one I want. Normally RJ's here to look this stuff up. But
I'm typing as fast as I can. You seem to be faster than me.
You know, it came out in 2013. That was even further back. It has almost been 10 years. We're close to 10 years since we've had a Blacklist. You say Blacklist was the worst of them all, but I had more fun in Blacklist with the co-op missions than I did with almost any of the game. I'm just saying you can say it's the worst of them all, but it's the last one we got. And right now, feels really good because it's the last Splinter Cell we got. And so, yeah, Ubisoft Toronto made Blacklist. That's interesting to note. I know Ghost Recon's out there. I have played some of it. Although I really only enjoy playing that in co-op, I would think, with guys that I know, because playing it by myself felt lonely because you're there moving, you know, your AI guys, and it's just not as much fun to talk to your teammates and tell them what's going on or what you see or how to, you know, get a lock on.
Voice commands don't kind of work on an AI.
It's just not as much fun. One or two games have done that, but not many. I know. Splinter Cell's in Ghost Recon Wildlands and Breakpoint. I know. Sam Fisher's in there. You know, I read why that was, by the way. You got Sam Fisher in Blacklist, but I realized there was an article that GameSpot's posted of all publications, which I'm not a fan of them, posted about like what's going on. And one thing that I did not know was that Michael Ironside had been diagnosed with some kind of cancer at the time that they were using or were going to use him for Blacklist. And he could not do it because of the diagnosis that he had. So they had to get somebody else in there to do the voice work. And so that's why you got not Michael Ironside, Sam Fisher in Blacklist, was because he got diagnosed. He has beaten that cancer, though. Yeah, that's how long we've had no Splinter Cell. Long enough for a guy to get cancer and beat cancer and still not have, not that I know how long that takes, but, you know, but yeah, so that's why we didn't get Michael Ironside in Blacklist, because of that diagnosis. So, and it's something I didn't know. It's something that maybe it was released later on that he did, but I never made the connection that this is probably why they didn't use him for Blacklist. I originally thought they didn't because it was just money issues, or they were going with somebody else to do it because I thought he either didn't want to do it anymore or he was too old for it or something like that. But no, it was because of his diagnosis. That was the reason. So, but yeah. Are we coming up on a... Nope, not yet. I don't know. Do we have anybody else in that little waiting room?
Shin.
Need to move this mouse over. Well, we'll bring Shin in.
I don't know if you want to talk to Destiny guys yet.
Yeah, I know. We'll bring Shin in when we want to talk Destiny. I think that's what we're going to be talking about in the next hour. So I know Lethal Migraine, that is going to upset you.
I'm sorry, Lethal. I really am.
But because of the situation and because of the way we were just going to test this out, I thought we would test it out, and we had, you know, Random could set up everything in the Destiny Discord that we have here. And I thought, oh, great, we'll just get everybody in and we'll just talk Destiny. The new season kicked off this week, and there's plenty to talk about with the new season. There's plenty, you know, early. If you go back earlier in the episode when I talked about I'm okay with people spending the money the way they want to spend money, and I have some problems with the way developers offer players to spend their money, that goes directly in relation to what Bungie has done with the transmog system and that whole situation. So that's something worth talking about as well. So those who don't know about Lethal Migraine are suddenly finding out about Lethal Migraine.
Don't worry about it.
And yeah, in the chat room. And for those of you who it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So yeah, I would like to get him on the show. He talks in the chat room all the time, but if he's got Discord, we should pull him in and talk to him now that we have that ability. If he would like to do that, more than happy to. I know he won't join us when we're talking about Destiny, so it's kind of like a repellent, but that's fine. I would like to have him on because he has listened through all of our shows. He shows up every time we do an episode here. So yeah.
Respect that regardless.
I know, exactly. He might come in and hate the games that we play, but he still shows up. That's
right.
I don't know what that says about him or anything else. So yeah. What else do we have here for this one before we get into that? It's not. EA is doing a live event in July that'll be kind of their E3. See, here we go with the E3 thing. If you guys would just keep it all in the same week that it's happening, I would love that. But if Microsoft's going to do one on this day, and then EA's going to do one like a month after that, and then Microsoft will do another one 2 months after that or something, I don't know. It's like keep it all. They can do it whenever they want to, and I guess the more the better. But I think that's going to come with the dissolution of, did I say that right?
Close enough.
Yeah, just the way E3, I think, is going to dissolve away.
Yeah, if it hasn't already, well, they're
gonna,
really.
I mean, they'll try they'll try and sustain it. They'll try and keep it going, but and they'll do that with some of these live things. But as a physical, be here, join us, that sort of thing, I don't think that's necessary anymore. And again, as you saw last year, I like it when they're all in the same week or the same day or something really close, because I can plan everything out that way and be available to kind of watch whatever it is they show. But
if nothing big comes to E3, no one's going to show up. Like, but if Sony and Xbox and Bethesda and whoever else is presenting doesn't go to E3 to present their stuff, at least fresh, you're never going to have anybody that wants to go to these big shows anymore because everybody can do them online. It's free. All free.
I know. And so it leaves the publishers. Well, I mean, the developers can do this too if they want to hold their own sort of press conference, mm-hmm. to hold their own thing where they can say, here's our games, here's what we got to show off, and everybody can see it, that sort of thing. And they can do it whenever they want to. As much as I'm sitting here complaining about, like, please keep it all in the same week, doesn't have to be done that way. I would rather have almost something almost every week to look forward to than I would be to just dump it all on me in 3 days back to back. You know, give me something this week from Microsoft. Next week, give me something from, you know, Ubisoft, Sony, Nintendo, EA. You can just go boom, 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 boom every single week. And cover it if you want to. And you could do it multiple times because it's their own stuff. It's their own thing. So, yeah, I think last year and this year is going to show really how much E3 is needed, which isn't. You just need the companies to show off their games. And they can do that any way they want to. Nintendo's been doing it that way. They just happen to coincide it with E3. They don't have to do that anymore.
No, so, plus, doesn't it? Like, plus it's free to do an online stream, basically. And from what I've heard and what I've read about E3 is, like, the longer you're with E3, the more money you can spend, the bigger the floor space. And a small developer can't just come in and have, you know, whatever they want to do because it's so expensive, right? You can't just have
A lot of them would team up with other developers and say, look, can we go in on a booth?
Yeah.
And so they would go in on whatever the smallest floor space that they've got where you'd have like four different indie developers holding out, you know, holding a little spot in each corner of that little area.
Their own 8x8 of the world.
Yeah, for them to come in and let people play their games or something like that. PAX has done it. PAX does it a lot more than E3 does it because I think PAX is cheaper than what E3 offers. See, E3 also doesn't offer the ability for people to go out there, and they do if you're in the industry, and I think they kind of opened it up for everybody else to just go and visit, although I think there was a price tag attached to that. I can't remember what it was. There's a price tag attached to everything, but they've been so exclusive that people still think that that's the way it is, that it's very exclusive for you to go to E3, and it just works out better for a PAX is just so much more consumer-friendly, I think.
I actually made it to a PAX East a couple of years ago. They were great. You know, you pay for the consumer level, whatever, you walk around, and if you're lucky enough to get into the auditorium, you know, to see all these big speakers go, good for you. And it was awesome. And the whole floor was covered with people just playing video games constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Lethal says last year's Xbox summer demo thing was a lot more useful than E3. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Whenever they went and Microsoft did that way long time ago, back in the first year of the 360, they were holding E3 and then like saying, okay, this game is now available for you to demo on the 360, go and download it. And for us at the time, we thought this is amazing. Of course, now it's like standard now, but we were amazed at the fact that we could go to our console and download a game that everybody at E3 is playing and we could play the demo. I think it was for, it was that game that took place in all the snow. It was by the developer.
Zero Dawn?
No. You got to go way back. Lost? It's not Lost Planet, is it? It was made by the guy who made Mega Man. And you were in the freezing cold. I want to say that was Lost Planet, I think. I would have to look that up, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that just did a quick search. There's a lot of snow in that game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Third-person shooter published by Capcom. That was it. It came out in Lost Planet 3 came out in 2013. I think the original came out in 2006. But yeah, it was Lost Planet.
Yeah.
Drunk Degenerate says, I went to Gamescom twice. The second time was much later, and it was a lot more full. It was a pretty bad experience due to that. First time I went, I could play all the games I wanted to play without waiting longer than half an hour. That's my story with E3, actually, because the year I went to E3, the first year I went to E3, I went with Nick, who you would know random as BA Penguin in the when he jumps in there. He took he took me to E3. This was the year after they had secluded it in an airplane hangar. They were trying something different. And so the next year they went back into the Los Angeles Convention Center, but it was still like the show floor was extremely tiny compared to what it would be in years previous and after. But the show floor is extremely tiny. Everything was done in conference rooms. So you got your own time with the developer of every game that you scheduled. So I talked to Ed Boon about, I think it was Mortal Kombat versus DC at the time. So I was able to talk to him. I was able to talk to the developers of, it was Operation Dragon or some kind of war game. It was a more modern war type thing, and I can't remember what it was called. Because I'm going back to like 2008, trying to remember back to 2008 and all the games that I saw in that first one. I've got a notebook somewhere with all of the notes that I took from all of the E3s that I went through or went to. So, but yeah, it's, it needs to change. It's long needed to change. And I think because the way technology is advanced and people can do their own streaming, their own, you know, you got your Twitch, you got your YouTubes, most of these business, most of these places like Microsoft, well, Microsoft used to have its own thing, Mixer. But a lot of them, you can just stream onto the console now. And so they can do that with their E3 presentations. And now with, again, going back with having YouTube, you don't even have to watch those presentations. You just pick it up afterwards. You just go back and watch the trailers you want. You don't have to deal with all the fluff in between of somebody talking to you about, I don't know, anytime
but
Microsoft,
you want to watch it live.
Yeah, well, you can watch it live, but then you got to deal with the cringe aspect of people trying to talk. It's like don't talk to us. Just be like, hey, here's a great game from so and so. Let's watch. Boom, and then come back and don't say, boy, I can't wait to rip into the blah, blah. No, just be like, hey,
yeah,
that
we
looked
don't
good.
Need marketing Let's, hype around a yeah, game. We want to see it played. We want to see how it's going to work, and we need to know when it's available.
Yeah, you're not going to hype us. Everything that can hype us can be done on video with text saying it comes out this month or whatever. Pre-order here. That's it. Don't need a person at all. So you don't have to write lame dialogue of chit-chat or whatever it is of somebody who's really having a hard time being personable. You don't have to use that anymore where they're throwing out lame jokes that you thought was funny on paper but really is kind of stupid in everything else. I don't know.
Hello fellow kids moment.
I'm being extremely cynical and I hate that right now. I would just like to just enjoy it and shut up.
Cameraman turns old.
I know. Well, that happened a long time ago, actually. Cameraman turned old a while ago. Cameraman turned really old when he had his heart attack. So yeah. So he felt really old when that happened. Anyway, we need to take a break. We're way over our time here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some, we're going to talk about Destiny. We're going to get some people in here and talk about some Destiny stuff. So, Lethal, I appreciate you joining in. I know you're not going to want to hear any of this stuff. But it's one of the only times we'll do it. We'll probably do it again come the next season, that sort of thing. And we'll talk about the season previous and the season then as it's coming in. Maybe do these on a seasonal basis.
June 22nd, Raid comes out, I think, right?
No, May 22nd. You said June. It's May 22nd. It's next Friday.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have my shot.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to miss you, though.
I know. Well, I've got to get a run in before reset so I can get the jacket. So
we'll
anyway.
Get that done, though, easily.
We're going to take a break. We've got music here again from Destiny. It's called Cabal Stomp. And why you can't hear any of this stuff, I don't know. Can you hear this? You can't.
No.
That's weird. That's strange. That's really strange. I don't know why you can't hear the music.
It's, tech stuff. I'm not going to talk about it.
It's got to be. So anyway, we'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from, well, probably the most popular track they've ever released or they've ever done for the game, to be honest with you. And if they can give us more like this in the upcoming seasons or expansions, then this is fantastic. This is the Deepstone Lullaby is what it's called. And it plays during a very pivotal moment. I say pivotal. Not necessarily pivotal, but it is sort of a interesting spot in part of the game that you're playing where suddenly you've been these space warrior type people and suddenly you're actually in space. Moving around with low gravity and the sound is all sort of muffled and muted and because you're kind of outside in space and stuff. It's a position they've never really put you in before that I know of. And then this music plays while you're listening to this dialogue and stuff go through. It's just, it all fits, it all works, it's all really, really good. And
it was one of the coolest things they've done.
It really was.
You hit the jump button and you don't know what happened.
Yeah.
First time that you went in.
And so it was just good. And this track plays during the whole thing and it's just really pretty. So anyway, welcome back to the show. This is where we're going to start our Destiny 2 discussion. And I know we really don't normally stick to one game when we're talking about games. Sometimes we do if we've all played the same thing and we want to talk. I know some of that we've had discussions on Heavy Rain. We've had discussions on Prey. We've had discussions on a lot of games, honestly, where we've sort of dedicated a good segment of the show to talk about that one game. And so I don't necessarily know that we've ever done that with Destiny. I've used my time to kind of talk about the game, but never really devoted a good amount of discussion about it. And you could argue that, well, maybe there's not enough game there to have a good discussion about. I know everybody's got their thoughts on this type of game and what it is and what it isn't and what it tries to be, what it does successfully and what it does poorly and that sort of thing. So, but it's a game that has all hooked us, and pretty much everybody that you're going to hear from here on out are people that we play with all the time, weekly, with they're in our clan, our group of people who play the game. And that's how I met Random. Do you remember?
It was a random Nightfall, actually.
I was going to ask you, do you remember what it was? Was it guided games, or was it just something that threw us in there together?
It wouldn't have been a raid because I don't think you were raiding heavily.
Was
back
it
then.
Through
it must have been a Nightfall. Or...
Was it through LFG? Was it through the Destiny LFG Discord?
It was definitely through LFG. I don't remember exactly what the thing we're doing was, but it was definitely LFG. It was literally random. I couldn't explain it any better.
I know. Yeah. It was that, and that's exactly how we met. I can't remember what it was, but we must have had to grind something because you had to have stayed in there with me through what we were going through so that we could talk through stuff because we must have played for a while.
It had to have been like a Nightfall or something similar where we had to do it over and over and over again, and we were just speed running it.
Yeah,
I think at the time,
and I can't remember what it was. It could have been anything, man. It could have been Gambit. Could have been Crucible. I have no idea. How we got it, how it was that what got us together as far as what the activity was that we were playing. But it did.
It was probably Gambit.
And now you're thinking about, I know Gambit wasn't a thing at the time.
No, it wasn't.
No, Gambit did not exist at the time. This would have been first year Destiny 2, and Gambit did not exist. Wasn't it first year Destiny 2 for us?
It was first year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Destiny 2.
What year of Destiny 2 are we in now?
Three or four, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
It's got to be three or four. I'll check, but...
Well, Shin says four. I mean, you can unmute those guys if you want to.
No, they muted themselves. If they want to talk.
Okay.
Y'all are sitting here talking, and
Shin, hang on. Hang on, Shin. Let me introduce you.
Fine, sorry.
So now in the... You know what's interesting? You did exactly what I knew you would do, and that's perfect.
Yeah. All right, introduce me, sir.
Yeah, this is Shin, and I don't even know if I know your real name.
No, we'll it's keep fine. That off the record for right now.
That's fine. I don't necessarily need to. Wait a second. Didn't I mail you something or did I not?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't mail you one of the Gambit necklace
things? That was me.
Well, it was a couple
of those too.
It was a couple of people actually. Yeah. So, yeah, Random's now in the chat room with us, and Rogue Hunter is in the chat room with us. You may know him from a long time ago.
Very long time ago.
Oh yeah, back in the Evil Avatar Radio days that we were doing EVAV Radio. And Shin is here now. Rogue, I know his real name. That's Anthony. I've talked about Anthony plenty of times on the show. Oh. He's been on the show before. So not going to tell you how Anthony and I met in-game, but I can't remember how we met Shin.
Okay.
But
so
knowing Shin, he'll tell us.
Yeah, so it was, when did we launch? It was, what, September of 2017?
The, what, Destiny 2?
And, yeah, Destiny 2, sorry. No, August. Oh, no.
That's okay.
It was early into the game's launch, and all I honestly remember was being in the tower, probably at Rahul, and I got a random invite from Random himself into in-game chat.
And then I filled a roster, and I just started inviting people.
Right, and so I
that could have gone so bad.
Yeah.
And some would say that it did, but who knows?
Yeah, we are fortunate it's gone very well over the years. But, yeah, he had invited me, and I think we struck up a conversation here and there. And the next I knew, I was in the other Discord chat.
Right.
And it was – and then because I guess some – okay. It was either the dissatisfaction with Destiny 2 at launch or – anything else that I think I was the major player in the clan for months until we started to get hyped about Curse of Osiris.
Boy, was Curse the one that was disappointing or yeah?
Curse was the
disappointment. Yeah, Curse was the disappointment. We got got excited after for Warmind, I think, or whatever that was afterwards.
Which was also which was the second disappointment, but it was a little bit better because by that time they had refined heroic strike playlists and things like that.
And it was Escalation Protocol that they brought in.
Yep.
Yep. Because then we could get we were fudging around with the network so that we could get six of us or nine of us into an instance.
Yeah, trying to get up to nine in a patrol zone to be able to adequately make it to the end of Escalation Protocol, and then, you know, a year later into Forsaken, here we go tearing through it like it's nothing.
Yep. Just went back into history. Yeah. We were grinding Solstice.
Is that what we were doing?
Yeah,
not at the time, but that was around, yeah. That was in Warmind time, yes, I believe. Huh. Or was Solstice that early?
Could have been.
No, that was when Scott and I started to talk.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what we were grinding.
Oh, but that wasn't at the time. Yeah, that was 2018. I was about to say, that wasn't happening when y'all invited me. No, yeah, it was 2018. It was Solstice, or was it Moments of Triumph at the time?
Either way, that's how it came in. How I came in to know those, and there may be some others who join in who, you know, I know Jazzy, and I know Mike as well, just and Anthony would as well know those guys from just some of the other things that we've done in the past as far as going to these conventions and things where I've met everybody. So but anyway, what we've seen, and so that's why I'm kind of skipping you, Rogue, because it's like we just knew you, and it's like I don't know how we got you into the clan or anything like that. I just knew you were playing the game. And it's like, hey, we got a clan. Why don't you join us?
Yeah, because I actually started playing a year after launch when Forsaken came out. Is during BlizzCon, they did, like, hey, free game. And it's like, I had played the Friends and Family Alpha or D1 on console, but it's like console FPS, I'm not a fan. And it's like, oh, there's PC version, but never really had time. And free game, sure, I'll try it.
I didn't know how much I wasn't a fan until I actually played over. I remember when they announced it was coming out on PC, I thought, oh God, how is this going to work? I'm going to have to play it on PC. And then what about all these guys I'm going to be leaving out in PS4 that I've done so much with? Because it originally released on console in September and then on PC in November. And so there was that time in between there, and I thought I was going to be sticking with my console guys. But honestly, when PC came out and I gave it a shot, there was just no turning back. When I got an
Your console guys are coming back. They're going to do crossplay.
With crossplay, I can have them come back. But, you know, getting on PC and having an FOV meter or slider and having just the, you know, mouse keyboard controls and everything else, sadly, there was no going back. And finally, when I did go back to console, I couldn't. I was horrible at playing it because I'd forgotten the entire control scheme that I had laid out. Didn't know how to throw my grenade. Didn't know how to sprint. Didn't know how to change weapons or bring up sights or fire off my super. It was horrible when I tried to go back on console. So I really haven't done that. Thank God for crossplay whenever that gets initiated. I know it accidentally got initiated with the reset that they just did this week. Some people were able to play on PC with Xbox players and maybe even some PlayStation players. I don't know the exact how far it stretched there, but I know some Xbox folks played with PC folks. And they said, enjoy it while it's there, but we're going to remove it. And they did. Before the end of the week, they actually had it removed. So, but yeah, how's in comparison, I guess, do we want to talk about last season? Do we want to talk about how last season felt, how it, as far as compared to other seasons, not this current one, but compared to seasons previous, was Season of the Chosen? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, how was that compared to all the others? And well, I mean, who wants to go first?
Well,
Shin's going first.
let's put it this way: not just Season of the Chosen, but they really decided to try a new formula with Season of the Hunt, and potentially even Beyond Light overall. And to be, I don't think it's really an argument to say that these seasons have been better as far as a story perspective and a character perspective. The jury's in the air over a gameplay perspective. Obviously, it's the same gunplay that you've come to know and love, and Destiny 2 definitely has some of the best gunplay
existence. That's something James and I would talk about whenever we would talk about Destiny. Regardless of all the complaints we may have about it, we could still go in there and just the shooting mechanic, the mechanic of shooting was just so well done. Well done. And you know what? I get that same feeling again using the new auto rifle that dropped for this season.
The Chroma Rush.
Yes. That just feels so good to shoot with, or at least in the PvE section.
It's a 720, so I believe it's supposed to kind of be our replacement for the 720 from Season of the Dawn? Yes. Steel Feather Repeater. Yeah. So, Steel Feather Repeater, that's what it is.
Yeah. We're talking about the guns, and that's an auto rifle that I was talking about. It just feels good. I've got the stability worked out, so like we've talked about when we're using it, it's like firing a laser.
You've created a bullet hose.
Yeah, and it just doesn't move. It goes exactly where I point.
Second only to trace rifles.
Which is a laser, an actual laser. So, yeah, exactly.
And even those go off to the side when it wants to.
Mm-hmm, at times. So, yeah. But, yeah, I still get that sense, and I got that sense again using that gun where I was like, oh, this is great. It just feels good to shoot with. And of course you get that with a lot of things actually in Destiny. Scout rifles do it, hand cannons do it. You can find any gun in there that's going to fit either your play style or just something that feels good to use. And every once in a while they'll make one that's just universal. Everybody enjoys it. So
they made a comment of our, I think last season or the season before, we've made a lot of magic cards. And there's guns for everybody no matter what your play style is, especially mm-hmm. with FPSs. You can pick one. Oh, how many types are there now? Like 12? I can't even.
Weapon types? Yeah, about 12 weapon types.
Yeah, and they're all different. The heavy weapons all feel chunky in a way.
Yeah, so. It even hit me using a bow one time that I was just like, oh, this feels really good for a bow.
Yeah.
And we were worried about how that was going to be implemented, but it was implemented perfectly fine. For the most part, I don't really use them that much anymore, but,
But, I mean, you have a point because, like, think of how many, and I know this is a little bit off topic from Destiny 2, but think of how many FPS games actually have a bow.
Well, Warframe, I think, is the only one giving them a run for their money, probably.
But that's not, right. And then, honestly, I was wondering if it would come to someone's mind about Crysis, because that's the one that sticks out in my head when I remember a combat bow. I think it was, Crysis 2 or Crysis 3?
One of those, yeah, because I think they even put it on the cover, because they were emphasizing, ooh, we have a bow in our game now.
Right, and then Destiny 2 comes along. Obviously, we didn't have bows initially, but when Forsaken came around and introduced combat bow, it really throws you for a loop, because we're playing a first-person shooter that is, the year 24 whatever. Here's combat bows.
Yeah.
And they don't feel useless either. That was the other thing with the bow. When it came out, you're like, oh, this is going to be, compared to the hand cannon I'm using, this is going to be nothing. And then all of a sudden it starts one-shotting everything.
Yeah.
You're going, how do I use this now?
And they, really softened it up is because they introduced, they brought bows into... Sorry. Oh, am I lagging out?
Yeah.
Welcome to Discord.
Welcome to Shin. How's it sound now?
I mean, just keep going, and if it gets worse, we'll just boot you.
All right. So anyway, it sweetened the deal, because when Forsaken introduced bows, they introduced, I believe, two exotics, which was the Wishender, which had the perk that once you were fully drawn your arrow back, you could see through walls. And then Trinity Ghoul, which is when you got a kill on a combatant, it overcharged, and then you could do a chain lightning blast, which,
That's right. I forgot. I still have that, but that's right.
I still use that. After they put another catalyze, which, if people don't know what it is, catalyst would improve upon an aspect of the exotic that you were using. So it turned it into just this killing machine, and you can just AoE everything down around you.
Area of effect, by the way, is what AoE is, in case anybody's wondering. So you understand that people listening right now are just people who either keeping their radios on or actually are interested in video games. But the ones who are just keeping their radios on have no idea what any of that is.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to
alphabet soup of gaming. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to explain every aspect of everything we're talking about in Destiny, because that would just fill, we wouldn't even talk about Destiny if that's what we were doing. But on some of those, I'll throw that out there just so people know what that means and why that's important. An area of effect, you can cover a large ground with one shot, basically, is what that means. It's not just, it's a bullet. Think of a bullet that explodes into other bullets before it hits the target. And then it affects everybody in that area. That's an area of effect.
So a bomb, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, like a smoke bomb. That's an area of effect weapon. It affects an entire area and not just one specific person. So,
right.
But the weapons and stuff. We were originally talking about the previous season. How it relates to
last
others.
Season was good. It wasn't. It was more Destiny, but they actually had a character that everybody cared about, and it was a story. They actually ran through a story instead of just saying, "Oh yeah, there's stuff going on over here, but go over there and shoot that thing."
What was the story? Also, I don't remember.
Keitel.
Yeah, Keitel. So quick recap, and this is probably everybody would understand at home. Basically, Keitel is part of this race of our enemies in the game called the Cabal, which people lovingly call them space rhinos. So if that gives you a good picture.
There's big fat guys. They're just big fat Martians.
Right. Wholly based on the Roman Empire, basically.
Shin's going to be our lore guy, by the way. If we ever need lore advice, Shin's going to fill us in.
Right. So basically the narrative is that their home planet was taken over by another race of enemies that we fight. I won't get into that topic because that goes on and on and on. And because of the start of Destiny 2 in general, a race of her people decided to come to our solar system and try and dominate it. She, Keitel, as we're saying, becomes the empress of the remaining of her people and comes to our solar system in order.
Oh, there he goes.
In order to form an armistice or an alliance with. She tries to form an alliance with us, the Guardians, which I'm pretty sure people know are the player characters of Destiny 2. It goes awry because when she speaks to our commander, she wants him to bow, and we bow to no one, even at the barrel of a gun, I think, as Zavala put it in one mission. So there's just the rest of the season is back and forth. We're tackling her top commanders through ritual combat. That eventually ultimately leads us into a final 1v1, actually 3v1, against her first lieutenant, basically. We win, an armistice is formed, and that's where that's the major plot of the final season, is basically where that ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was amazed with how far, and I've talked about this on the show, I was amazed with how far I was able to get into that season on the limited amount of play that I had. Because there was a lot to do in that season, and upon looking at the challenges as they were coming up, and people can get a lot of the times people can dig into the code of the game itself on PC and find out, you know, exactly what everything's going to be coming in the future. And so seeing that ahead of time and looking at everything, and I thought, man, I'll get some of this done, but I'm probably not going to get all of it done. And I got all of it done, save for like two of those, but I got enough done to where it counted as a completion. So
you imagine the nightmare of trying to design a game where a casual player who's playing 2 hours a week can get just as much done as somebody who put in 40 hours the 1 week.
No kidding.
Because that's got to be a nightmare to design.
You guys put in a whole lot more time on the thing than I did, and probably got a lot more done with it too, but I got everything done that I wanted to get done, and even stuff that I didn't think I'd get done, I got in there. You know, I gilded my gambit title.
Reckoner.
Yeah. No, not Reckoner.
Reckoner's the other one. Right?
Reckoner is something. Oh, good.
Those are no longer there.
Yeah, I know. I know you got it too. That's something to show off with pride, sir. Because that was some stuff to go through. But I really, given the amount of time that I play, just never thought I would get there with it. So we do need to take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour here, and we're going to go into our commercials. We've got a track here called The War Mind, speaking of. We're going to play that, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the new season. We'll talk about the transmog. And how they've kind of bumbled on that as well. That is all coming up. And what transmog is, because I'm sure there's people wondering what that is. I know in gaming terms you might know, but just having the radio on in the background, you probably have no idea what that means. But we'll tell you what it means and why they screwed it up. Coming up after the break here, we'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Hopefully you in the chat room can hear that music, I'm sure, because I'm talking. What we think is that Discord doesn't detect me talking, and so it silences the microphone, which is why nobody can hear the music in the chat room. Same way with
it's
the phones.
Noise reduction or something.
Well, it's the same way with the phones, is because the phone caller is talking, but that doesn't register as me talking. You know? They think it's background, and so it doesn't come through. So I think that's what it is. Anyway, we'll be back with Morning Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Destiny 1, maybe? I can't remember. It's called Inner Light is the name of the track. Can't remember where they all come from. But welcome back to the show. We're talking Destiny stuff here. And we're talking about the new season, which just launched on Tuesday. And, you know, we've been, oddly enough, so I've been playing it more than I think that I did when the other season released. As far as the first week, I've been playing it a lot more than I usually do. It helped to kind of be sick and not have to do some exercise stuff that I normally do when I get home. But yeah, I gotta get back onto my routine of going out, walking, doing all this other stuff, which means I'll probably take a not as... You won't see me on as much, except for the weekends.
There'll be less to do. First week's always a burst of what am I doing?
And well, it is, and it's down. Yeah. Well, also at the same time, I am trying to gear up because the raid starts on Friday. And
you only need to be 1300.
I know, but I also want to have the weapons that I need or whatever right. that we can do what we need to do. And
don't
I'm also
forget next. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't forget next week. What?
Iron Banner.
Yeah, there's that. Also, next week, I mentioned this, we're getting our second shot on Friday. So,
ooh, yeah.
I know. It might make it difficult.
Hey, well, hey, if you're getting ahead, I swear by it, take vitamin C supplements. I really think it helped my second side effects, like, legitimately.
Yeah, well, Well, the day, I remember after the first shot, I really should have stayed home and not come to work, but I went to work anyway, and I was like, no, this is really bad. And so, but it was gone. Like the next day, done. Like I had my shot on a Thursday. Friday was not good. And then the next day, Saturday was fine. And so I know it's not going to last. I know if I do feel that way, it's not going to last. So Mike can get a raid run in on Saturday, but we're planning on not doing a show next week. Because I don't know how I'm going to feel when I get up Saturday morning. But if I feel fine Saturday morning, boom, we'll be here doing a show. Getting the Discord back going and everything else. We'll be here doing a show. But other than that, if we're not, then we're not going to do a show next weekend or the weekend after because of Memorial Day. So, but yeah, just trying to get, you know, just checking out the new stuff, getting what needs to be done, getting a handle on everything. Like, here's what can be done. I don't necessarily feel like I've been doing a grind too much except for that sidearm thing. That was annoying. Mm-hmm.
Seasonal exotics always have a grind attached just so...
Not even the seasonal exotic. I'm talking about just doing the sidearm calibration and the override
the challenge.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they implemented weekly challenges. So instead of having weekly quests where you can pick them up and just do them whenever you feel like it, it's just on your account. You have to do a certain thing with a weapon or an area or an exotic or something.
Need Shin reminds you that these challenges are supposed to be for the season, so you don't have to get them done in like 2 days.
You say that.
But the number is sitting there. It tells me I don't have it done.
Yeah, exactly.
2 hours later, 90%. Oh, I got to get that 10% done.
And you still don't have it done. Yeah, I know. It's that's the only thing so far that's felt like any kind of grind that I've been doing, but... Honestly, I found a full auto trigger on a sidearm, and that was like, okay, this works.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember what the other perks were on it, but it was one from, I think, Beyond Light, I guess. It was one of the is it one of the Gambit ones?
Lonesome?
Maybe it was. I'd have to open up Dim to see.
There's also, if it's Beyond Light, there's High Albedo. If it's... Gambit, it's Lonesome.
I think it's Lonesome.
I think that's the one. That one's a good one. It was my primary before the new season's sidearm came out, which is pretty
Farewell.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's Lonesome. It's got it's got a range for the Masterwork, Demolitionist, and Full Auto. So
that's a fun combination there.
It is. It was. It was nice. It was nice to have on the doing the runs.
People are wondering what he's talking about. Every gun does something different, and it has like 10 or 12 things it can spawn with that change how the gun functions.
Right. So one of the perks of the sidearm that I had was the full auto trigger. Just hold the mouse button down, and it just fires until you've run out. The demolitionist perk is something that whenever you get kills, it generates your grenade. So you throw your grenade, and usually you have to wait, 2 minutes or how long for your grenade to restock or refill on your character. But with this, every person you kill bumps that up some more, and so you get grenade energy back very quickly.
Yeah, so, that's very nice.
All the guns have different perks like that. And some of them can be completely out there with what they do, so out there that they can that they have to remove the perk or completely remove the weapon until they can fix what the perk does because it's completely overpowered.
Excuse me.
I know Telesto does everything.
We can make a whole hour about guns and perks for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
We're not going to do that.
But no. What we should talk about is how you guys like the new season compared to the previous season. I know we're only a week into it, but, you know, what do you think so far? Who wants to go first? Shin, you went first last time. Let's talk to Rogue.
Compared to last season, the grind system that's in place, like the gameplay loop, builds a lot better than it did. Because last season, you had to fill this one charge and then use the charge to get other charges, and it just... It took a while. This one, you build one charge and you go into the thing and it gives you stuff to do an upgrade elsewhere, and that keeps it snowballs a lot faster than it did.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt that the little gameplay loop that they put, the little event that they brought in for the season, it's really quick. It's a 6-person match-made activity. Versus the typical three.
Yeah, three was last season, and three's big group activity thing was only 3 people, and it did take a while to run through.
Like 10, 15 minutes to run. This one's 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how the group goes.
Yeah, you can make it. We should try and run some 6-mans just to see how fast we can do one.
I think that's the plan tonight. I mean, we got to do the eyes run first.
There's a lot we're probably doing after the raid.
I know,
point is, you can queue up by yourself and just drop into 5 other random people and just run this, or you can queue up with 6 friends if you have them.
Yeah,
at the time.
So the weapons seem to be. I'm enjoying these weapons over the others from last season as well. I'm excluding exotics. I'm just talking about the regular weapons that they've added in there. I'm really, really liking what they've given. That auto rifle I got just kind of sealed the deal for me. That was just wonderful. So I'm looking forward to getting some of the other weapons and what they can do and some of the better stuff, especially when they start dropping some of the are they dropping Nightfall loot already or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's apparently a really rare drop rate, but this week there is a returning fusion rifle from D1.
Okay.
That has some neat perks on it, but it's a matter of actually getting it to drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the plug one.
Not only that, it is actually returning with a perk that used to only exist on a pinnacle weapon a year ago, which
neat.
Reservoir Burst.
2 years ago now.
Does Reservoir Burst do?
Bold. It makes a fusion rifle. If you have a full clip, the first shot you take is like. Extra great for ad clears. Like it does a little bit wider damage and also more damage.
Okay.
But you have to have a full clip. And so the gun it used to be on had a perk called auto-loading holster. So if you weren't using it, it's going to refill to a full clip.
Gotcha.
Versus this one, you have to actually reload to have that full clip and get that perk back.
So far, so far your favorite aspect of there, but we're only a week into this thing, so it's aspect, I mean, yeah, I know we're only day 4 into this, and I'm like, what's your favorite part so far? We're only day 4 into it, so who knows?
I can already answer you the integration of one of our enemy factions into, you know, friends, the last basically. City on Earth.
I know. I mean, I get that. But we're still like killing all their cousins or whatever it is. You know, I know they can't implement that side of the story. There's an enemy faction now who've kind of welcomed into our ranks. But we're still that it's the first thing you fight in the game from all the way back in Destiny 1 from 2014 or whatever. It's that first enemy that you ever fought. Anyway, I know they can't program the game to kind of remove those enemies from all these different activities. They're still going to be there. But it does feel a little weird that we've given them this like freedom, but we're still killing them.
I think they can't implement that. No, you know, removing an entire faction just because an alliance has been formed. But right. Remember, back in D1, they did have different designs to represent the different legions of our faction.
I know.
Of the factions we face. So
House of Wolves.
It would be nice, right?
Yep,
sir.
House of Wolves.
I'm just saying they should reintroduce that, because I think that would liven up and make things feel a little more connected between gameplay.
It would be nice
story.
If the enemies weren't just constantly blue. If they had like some sort of stripe on them or something to make us realize who we were shooting at, would be nice.
The other thing was that lore wise, I really haven't been paying attention because my time's limited. So all this talky talk, I'm like, nope, escape. I got to get to my next thing, escape. So I'm not paying attention to what's being said. And I'm awfully curious if the character of Saint 14 has any kind of issue with these guys being in the tower.
Yes.
Okay, good. I was hoping they would.
Answer, yes. There's a longer answer to that.
There is a longer answer. I would love to read about it. I can't wait until volume whatever of the grimoire book gets released that has all of this in there, because I would love to have that. But given his... You know, and it's completely story-wise. Given his interaction with the faction that we have in the tower now, he would hate these people because they killed him.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, here's a quick example for other people who are familiar with video games. Saint 14 is the Doom guy to the Fallen. The enemy faction is demons, basically. So
that cleared it up.
Yeah.
I don't think it down. I don't know that it helped, but
the boogeyman, basically.
He really is. He's the guy that they're completely scared of, but at the same time, he completely hates because of what he had to go through. Like, in other words, there was, when they told his story in the game, they told it back in D1. They told it through just text. You really didn't meet the guy. You didn't really know anything about the guy other than he held off these group of enemies while this city or these people could escape or had enough time to escape before they kind of ransacked the place. And that's how he died. He died defending them. And one of the seasons that we had allowed us to go back in time and join him on this fight and help him and actually save his life. So we saved his life and he hung out in the tower with us and everything was great. And now we're bringing in this enemy who he remembers doing horrible things to the people, and yet here we are embracing them and letting them in. And so that was interesting to me that they were going to kind of explore that, and I'm sure it'll come to something later on in the season.
Lore tabs aside, I mean, I know you mentioned about skipping through the content. A lot of his interaction is through the end of activity dialogue, and I think beginning of activity dialogue
so what do we think about, are any of you down on this transmog stuff as far as, in transmog, by the way, we don't have a lot of time left, but transmog is what we're talking about. It's something that Destiny has implemented that other games implement, where you can take all of the different armor that you've earned can now become things that you can put on current armor that you have. In other words, you can change the appearance of how you look without affecting how you play. So basically is what I'm saying is all this stuff that you've collected now over the years has gone into this database where you can now make your entire character look like any set of armor you've collected in the past without affecting what your level looks like or anything like that. So
way too slow and heavy-handed way that they implemented it.
But the way they've implemented
like all of those things you've earned before, like in a World of Warcraft or Final Fantasy 17 or a lot of other ones that actually have transmog put in the game basically for free, it doesn't make any sense how they did this. It's really cool that they did, but yeah. I mean, go ahead, guys.
Well, and what's worse is we found out everybody complained, and we talked about this on the show, everybody complained about it. News articles, I mean, not just players complaining. We're talking about actual, you know, websites who report on this stuff was like, you know, this is really horrible. Nobody was for this. And then after it released, people found out it was even worse because it was time gated. You only
heavily
had
time gauge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you needed would only come about every 2 minutes. So
you get one of those and you get 150. So multiply that out. It's like several hours.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minimum to get each piece even started.
And that's for one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's just, it got
way
worse.
Too slow.
It got worse whenever they released that. And do you feel like this is something, you know, we talked about sunsetting, which is now nothing we have to worry about. They don't, something we complained about whenever it was implemented. On the show live was about the fact that the sunsetting was going to do away with these weapons, and eventually they walked that back. Is this something you think will be walked back?
It'll be modified. It won't be this. They can't walk it back because they're making money on it. But they're going to do something to make it a little bit more fair, I think. Because with people like me, with every piece of armor unlocked, it's way too massive.
There's going to have to be some adjustments, and obviously, you know, they're going to take our feedback going forward with probably either the next season or wait, because everything's so in place that they might not be able to do anything drastic until the next expansion. So it's a waiting game at this point to see even if they address it at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bungie does fix stuff, albeit slowly.
I know. I'm going through the necessary things that I have to go through in order to finish out the bounty quest, whatever this thing is that they started me on. But, I mean, once that's done, I'll never mess with it again until they roll back some of these requirements or do something that's different. I mean, I get that they got to make money. I'm not really, you know, that's not something that – I've never cared about my character, how it looks. I only care, like, am I level enough to do this, and do I have the right weapons for it? I never cared about how my character looked. Most of you realize that after I told you how much bright dust I have, because I don't buy anything with the in-game currency. So, but yeah, this Discord thing is fun. This is good. We're coming up to the end of the show here, so I don't think we got much time here to talk much about anything else. And I would like to do a longer one of these coming up whenever we do another seasonal talk. Maybe we'll devote the entire show to it instead of just the 1 hour. Really good having you guys. This is really good. I like this with the Discord thing, because we can have more people in here to talk about it.
Yeah, it should be fun going forward.
It is.
Giving it more shots.
It is. So, Random, thank you for setting this up and going through all this with me.
No problem. I hope we can get it working very quickly on the other one. Actually have some real moderation as opposed to my crackpot shot at it.
But, yeah.
You know,
well,
no,
it was great though. It was great. So, thanks for putting in all the effort to get this done. Shin, thanks for joining us. Anthony, thanks for joining us. Of course, I'm going to be playing with you guys here, later on tonight with whatever we do. And,
right.
Wendy, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Wendy could get in on the voice chat too now.
She's in the room with me. She could totally get on the voice chat stuff. And she could join us in there. Not that she'd understand anything of what we're saying, but we have a lot of fun when we're playing the game. And that's
we just spoke to I don't know how many people across the radio waves. One extra is not going to hurt.
Yeah, exactly. we will talk about something that Wendy can participate in. You're not going to like it either, Lethal. She plays Animal Crossing. So you're not going to like that at all.
I play more than that.
I know, but mostly you play Animal Crossing.
I'm getting out of Animal Crossing.
I mean, I have 500 hours in Animal Crossing. I won't brag.
Okay,
exactly.
Good. See?
Exactly.
So, we don't judge here.
No, not at all. Hey, thanks everybody for joining us in the chat room. Thanks for everybody for joining us in Discord. It was great having you on. Thanks for dealing with us during our experiment today. We appreciate it. We hope that this is going to lead to, you know, a reunion of having Jeremy and James and Matt and Daniel and Dennis, and we can get everybody back on the show who doesn't come on the show anymore. Would have been great to have this during COVID, huh? Yeah, I should have thought of that, and I never really did until now, way after the fact. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for everybody who joined us in the chat room. We appreciate it. This is music again from Destiny. It's called Fallen Saber. Have a great one. We might see you next week. We don't know. It depends on our shot. Keep an eye on Twitter, and you'll know that way. Keep an eye on our Discord channel, which we will get into the chat room eventually. You can find our Discord channel at our website, ingamechat.net. Go all the way to the bottom. You can join in that Discord. That's where we'll be doing these broadcasts from, by the way. from here on out will be on that Discord server. So join us again. I hope everything goes well. We might see you next Saturday. We might not see you until 2 weeks from now. We'll let you know. Have a good one, everybody. Goodbye.